Laird at the sentry. You're sure? That's what they said, my lord, them names, I don't know. The Duke silenced him with a gesture and turned to Pox. Is that likely? And why? Has she come to make mock of me, after all? No, my lord, said Pox firmly. It would not be that. If this is the Marshal General, she has come because of the urgency of your message and because she feels you may need her help. Mockery is not like her. No. He rubbed his shoulder, considering. The sentry waited, hunched in the cold. Blast it! I can't get used to the idea. Go on, man, and let them in. Fanfare, but don't keep them out there waiting while the troops parade. It's too cold. As the sentry jogged back to the gate tower, the Duke strode across the main court, calling his captains. High overhead, the fanfare rang out, the trumpeter's numb fingers missing some of the triples. The main gate hinges squealed in the cold, and the gates themselves scraped on blown sleet. Through the gates, as the gap widened, Pox could see a dark clump of horsemen. Sleet whitened the horses' manes, and the riders' cloaks and helms. They rode forward, ducking against the wind that scoured a flurry of sleet off the court and flung it in their faces. Pox could not recognize any of them until they were less than a length away. The leading rider halted and threw back the hood of a blue cloak. My lord Duke? Arianya's weathered face was pinched with cold. Marshal General, I am honored to receive you in my steading. Duke Phelan took the last few steps and reached a hand to her. By your leave, I suggest we continue our greetings in somewhere warmer. Indeed, yes. But she sat her mount a moment longer, looking around the court, as if memorizing the location of every door and window. Then she looked back at him. Gerd's blessing on this place, and all within it. And on you, my lord Duke. The Duke stiffened slightly, but bowed. Then she dismounted, as did the other riders, and one came forward to take her horse. I hope it will not inconvenience you. We brought some along to care for the gear and horses. Not at all. Arkelin, find room for these and the animals. If you'll come with me, Marshal General. To a fire, I hope. By the lost scrolls, this last day's ride seemed straight into the wind, no matter which way the road turned. Then she caught sight of Pox. Pox Anarion, is this where you— She broke off in confusion and looked from the Duke to Pox and back again. Is that Pox? Ambirion now had come to stand beside her. Gerd's grace, Pox Anarion, I'm glad to see you looking so well. She saw that his glance did not miss the sword at her side. Are you— But Pox did not mean to discuss everything standing out in the cold. She knew the Duke was in pain and needed to get back inside. Sir Ambirion, she said, nodding. My lord's right, sir. We should get within. The Duke led the way to the dining hall and sent a guard to the kitchen for hot food. The visitors stood around the fireplace, their wet clothes already steaming. Within minutes, kettles of sib were on the table and bowls of soup. Servants had taken away wet cloaks and brought dry stockings for those whose feet were wet. I'm getting old for this, said the Marshal General frankly. It's been far too long since I left Finn Paneer in wintertime. Ah, hot soup. I may survive. She smiled at the Duke, then her gaze sharpened. My lord, you are ill or wounded. Why did you come out in that cold? I'm not a child, snapped the Duke. Pox looked at him worried, but he had already taken a long breath. I'm sorry.